go around. So after Chosen, which he was born in 2015, I had four more kids. No, I'm sorry. I had three more kids after him because it's a total of five. So it would be Shakira, Chosen. And then once I started with Chosen, it's Stair Steps. So it was every year I was pregnant for 4 years straight. So I have Chosen, Sovereign Dior, Comitis, and then Cashmere. So yes, it's a total of five. Looking back at it, I say, I don't know how I did it, but hey, I love all my kids. And yes, I definitely did that. But I was pregnant for 4 years straight. Yes, which is kind of crazy, but.
So this is Cam Newton's ex-girlfriend who birthed four children for him whilst they were in a relationship, as she said, back to back. Now, I'm sure for those who have seen the video, if you haven't, please do go check it out, what my opinion is of Cam Newton and what my opinion is now for his ex-girlfriend, who is also an ex-stripper, which also lets you know the type of females he's willing to actually have children with and the type of female she is. But overall, I will say this, it was a conscious choice that she made to have those children back to back for 4 years. That's no accident. That's a choice that she made with her mind and body to have those children with him.
Yeah, I wanted to focus on my career and get something going for myself. And then I ended up pregnant with Cashmere. And then that's when I went through a public breakup and that was that. And then me and my partner, we separated. So I'm a single mom of five kids later. People always ask, oh, why are you, like, what happened with your marriage? Or like, why you're not in a relationship? And I always say I was never married, but the relationship, I thought it was going towards marriage. And then my partner at the time had an outside baby.
What females think is an affluent man is a high functioning man. That's what a lot of these females actually believe. And they also believe their body, having their children, is going to somehow get you their commitment. Cam Newton is not a high functioning man. To me, it already says a lot that he made a stripper his baby mama. But what also makes it even more interesting is the stripper thought that she was going to get married to this man. What makes me wonder is, what were their conversations like? Did he actually say that he was going to commit to her? Although we all know a lot of these females don't care about these conversations. What they do is they give up their body first to get that man on board, to have that man be there all the time, and then begin to talk about commitment, which is why she was willing to have all those children back to back.
And he kind of wanted to force it on me. And I wasn't really ready to, I mean, I don't really know how to describe this or talk about this. He had a baby outside of our relationship that I was not okay with. And we were not married. So I'm like, I'm not about to deal with this, because I thought this, what we had, was something way more special than the way you're treating it. And I felt like I had no choice but to leave. I had to choose me and my kids over what he was about to put me through. So here we are. I think the kids are great. Like, they're in a great space. I just try to make sure that they don't go without and that they're good mentally. And we have a great co-parenting schedule. Like, we do good with co-parenting. I feel like we do the best we can, and we make it work. We make it work for the kids. It has definitely been a work in progress.
This will sound very harsh, but I'm just gonna be real. What do females actually expect to attract when you're a stripper? A stripper called Hazel. What type of man do you think you're actually gonna attract? Because a lot of females in general get caught up with money, but you're not actually looking at the man, who this man is. What's his character? What does he value? What does he want in life? And what is he doing other than has money? And females like Hazel, the stripper, was never going to attract any other man other than Cam Newton, or men like Cam Newton, who will spread their seed around a bunch of females and don't care, will never marry you, doesn't value nothing about family, doesn't value nothing about wealth. Guess what? Neither did you when you chose to be a stripper. And somehow you thought you was gonna get a wealthy man who can be able to have a functioning, stable family with you.
And I feel like it should get better with time. Just give it time. I feel like everything always gets better with time. You know, as long as the parents are good in a good place, then the kids will be good. So as long as they see a healthy relationship, I feel like that's the best thing you can do. Because the co-parenting schedule, we do week on and week off. We switch every Sunday. It's like I have that week, that free week to myself where I can focus on what Kia wants to do and create all of these things for Kia. Like, I started a beauty line, I started this YouTube channel, and I have so many more projects that I'm working on. And I have the time to actually do these things. I'm just so excited, and I feel like nothing's gonna hold me back now because I'm finally at a good place in my life. I did a lot of healing, my kids are older. Kashmir will be 5 in the end of September. So I'm just excited for me and everything that I have to come.
The problem started when she first started to be a stripper. A lot of females are not going to comprehend this because you're so used to blaming men every single time something goes wrong in your life. Her problem began when she chose to live a degenerate life. Somehow now you're expecting marriage? See, those two contradict each other. You can't have both and it actually be a real marriage. It actually be a stable, healthy, wealthy marriage. No, those things come with things that money can't buy, you see. Those things come with a lot of discipline, morals, self-respect, all the things that females don't have, nor does the stripper. So I don't know what made her or how she convinced herself she was ever gonna get marriage, especially from a man like Cam Newton. She sold herself a dream, like all these females do. I'm your hostess, Remnant Princess. These are my last thoughts. Personally, I'm not surprised that these are the type of females Cam Newton is willing to sleep with, have children with. That's the type of man he is. Those are where his values begin, which isn't high. Although females like this think being able to attract a man like Cam Newton means that you can also attract higher things. A lot of females really believe being an affluent man means you're high value, you're high functioning, you're traditional. Money doesn't mean anything. It just means you can be able to afford a certain lifestyle. You can be able to afford certain things. But money can't buy value. Money can't buy tradition. And money can't buy wealth. Let me know what you think. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Bye.